This is KZFR 90.1, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Up next, non-human radio. Everywhere. Try to run from my destruction, you know I didn't even care. Welcome to Non-Human Radio, where we talk animal rights and veganism every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 here on KZFR 90.1 FM or online at kzfr.org. I'm your host, Jeannie Trezino. My co-host, Robert Jones, is traveling, so I want to again welcome my co-host, Toby Benedetto. How are you doing today, Toby? Are you ready for another show?
I am, Jeannie. Thanks for having me back.
Great. Toby, did you know that this is the last week of the KZFR Pledge Drive? Non-Human Radio is a brand new show, so we would love it if our listeners could show their support for us and for KZFR by calling 895-0131 and making a donation. If you are vegan, vegetarian, veg curious, or just an animal lover trying to understand what it's all about, please call now and help KZFR make its annual goal of $55,000. My personal goal for today's show is $200, and I would love to make it. That is just 8 people calling in at $25 per person for an annual subscription. Some wonderful phone volunteers are ready to take your call, and they will also tell you about all the gifts you can choose from. There are gift certificates, there's all sorts of CDs and compilations, some T-shirts, and the more you donate, the better the swag. There's also some great concert tickets. You'd have to ask them for which ones are actually still available. Anyway, support your local people-powered radio station and call now, 895-0131. Your support helps keep this station on air for another year. Okay, now we're going to go over to Toby. Today we're going to hear about the Chico State Town Hall that happened last month. That was something I only recently learned about when Toby said she was going to be an expert consultant for the event. So you know, tell us about that.
I hadn't heard about it until they called me either, so it was also new to me. Here's a little background on how it works. Embedded in the first year political science course on American government at Chico State, this event provides students with a public arena for discussing current policy issues with other students, faculty, administrators, and community members. The goal is to give students an opportunity to discuss important policy issues in a public forum and to see themselves as civic agents of change. This semester's event was held on April 5th and had over 800 students and nearly 100 community members participating, of which I was one. I was asked to serve as a consultant on the topic of the humane treatment of animals. So basically how it works is, the program offers a number of social issues that the students can pick from. And I'm going to guess about 50 to 60 selected the humane treatment of animals, and I was one of two contributors. So we were set up in like a classroom style situation where we all went around and introduced ourselves, and the kids explained which specific issue related to the humane treatment of animals they wanted to research and work on addressing and changing. So with Chico State being very ag-centered, I expected a lot of kids to come in and want to talk about, you know, humane slaughter and humane meat. So I was kind of geared up to, you know, be prepared to answer those kinds of questions. But I was really pleasantly surprised. Most of the kids picked factory farming, but in the aspect of it was something they wanted to see come to an end.
A number. Really?
Yes. I was so thrilled. I was like, I'm with my people. I was so happy.
And so were these mostly freshmen then?
They were all freshmen.
All freshmen. And so it was just you, another moderator or consultant?
There were two consultants, Sue Anderson and myself, and then we did have a moderator who kind of guided the conversation.
Okay, and the students who were in this room were all self-selecting. This was out of the 40 topics that they could choose from, this was the topic that they chose.
Yes.
How interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
So there were a few kids that picked like companion animals, and you know, in terms of breeders, there was testing on animals, there were poaching, that was a topic, but by far it was factory farming. And they were so cute because they were so young, and they were just like, we need to raise awareness, and you know how it is when you
first. Well, how much do they know about factory farming?
They did not know very much until they really started reading about it, and they were all shocked and horrified.
So they read about it in this setting, or had they read about it before?
I think they were, I don't exactly know. I think they were given a list of issues, and they kind of had some time to start poking around and doing some research on all of them, and then they could make their final selection.
So did you all talk about the way pigs are raised and gestation crates and farrowing crates?
Absolutely. Chris Christie came up. Absolutely.
That's how he vetoed
that law in Jersey for that exact issue.
Oh, right. And there's that famous Jon Stewart rant, right, that he did on the Daily Show about it. Okay.
Yep.
Very interesting. So for our listeners who may not know, what is a farrowing crate? What is so bad about pig farming?
They basically confine pigs to where they can't move. They're the female pigs are left on their sides so that they just line up piglets outside the cage to nurse from them, and it's not even their own piglets. It's just random animals, you know, exactly what you would think in a factory farm situation, just being moved through, and they nurse and they keep going. And they try to justify it by saying they're afraid the mother sow will crush the babies, but it's just for convenience, really. For our convenience, we should say.
Okay, that's fascinating.
So the things we kind of talked about with these kids were effective ways to be an advocate and keep the communication open. You know, people are going to want to put their hands over their ears and say, these are not things I want to know about, and so we kind of navigated that. Or, you know, is your issue something that should be addressed at a state level or a federal level? Are there lobbyists, interest groups, politicians that would be on your side or against your issue? Would it best be served with a letter writing campaign or protest, things like that?
And protests, huh?
Oh, yeah, that came up. Yeah. I shared some of my stories about that. Yes.
Tell us one of your stories.
Oh, well, I haven't been arrested or anything yet, but let's just say there is a certain Whole Foods in the Bay Area I'm not allowed to return to.
Okay, all right then. And so did they talk about other animal agriculture, such as the dairy industry or the egg industry?
The egg industry did come up quite a bit because it's been, you know, it's gone through our court system to give them more room. So a number of the students were very aware of that. It was a really interesting mix. One girl in particular had watched Cowspiracy, and she was very knowledgeable and very fired up on the effects of animal agriculture on the environment. And that girl's going to change some things, I can tell you.
That's great.
Yeah.
So did you get a sense of these students, were they like liberal arts majors or science majors or?
You know what? That didn't come up at all.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure there weren't any ag majors, though.
Okay. Huh. Interesting. And as far as the topic of testing on animals, did you address that very much, or was it?
Not very much, since it was really only one girl in the group that had picked that topic.
Okay.
Animal agriculture dominated the conversation. And, you know, different kids were more vocal. We had maybe half of them that were really participating. The others were listening a lot and writing just furiously. But, we didn't get too much into the animal testing.
Huh, interesting. Okay. And so first of all, I'm glad that they're all focusing on animal agriculture,
absolutely,
for lack of a better word, because of all the animals that are affected by human society, by far the largest impact is on the animals on our plates and in our cups and glasses.
Last week by the 10 billion lives tour, that number is staggering.
Right, right. And yeah, we don't even count fish in that number very often. So if you're listening, this is the KZFR non-human radio. It's KZFR's pledge drive. We're asking for our listeners to call into 895-0131 and make a pledge to support non-human radio. This is one of the few places on the dial where you can hear animal rights and veganism talked about in a serious manner. Right now, Toby is still talking about is it called the round table?
The town hall.
The town hall. Mm-hmm. Okay, the town hall. And they do this every year?
They do it every semester.
Oh, so every semester.
Spring semester's done. But yeah, I'm going to sign up.
Are you going back?
Okay. I'm absolutely going back every time they'll have me.
So is this for students only, or members of the community allowed to like?
Well, to participate. Well, I'm not sure who they'll. You could probably go in and observe. I would think there were individuals there from other campuses because they're really. This has gotten nationwide publicity, this program. It's gotten great attention, and other universities will attend to kind of watch and see how they can implement it on their own campuses. So it's really impressive what they're doing.
Okay, so it's not just a Chico State thing. Is it Cal System then?
No, it is Chico State, okay. But other universities want to bring this back to
it there. Very good. Well, I think it's important that students learn that they are important. Important people to, that's important for students to get engaged and to realize that they do have an effect in the civic conversation.
Absolutely. I think that after that event, I think they left inspired and empowered and with some direction and a little less naive than when they came in.
Great. So if anybody wants more information on the town hall, go ahead and shoot an email to nonhumanradio@gmail.com and we will put you in touch with Chico State contact to find out more information. Perhaps you can be an expert consultant.
And they also have a Facebook page, so you can kind of follow it there. I think it's just called Chico Town Hall. It might be Chico State Town Hall.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, that'll be posted to the show notes. Well, right now we have a goal of $200 for this half hour for our KZFR pledge drive this year. We have $50 so far. Thank you so much to the callers who pledged that amount.
And that was Christine Wilder. So thank you so much for calling in. We definitely appreciate that support as we move to $200 for this edition of Non-Human Radio.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you, Christine. We appreciate the support. Let's see here. I'm going to read the underwriter. Non-Human Radio is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the Paradise Mediation Center for Everyone, providing a peaceful oasis during your busy day. The Paradise Meditation Center is conveniently located at 7655 Skyway, just above Billy Road, offering meditations at noon and 5 p.m. with 45-minute sessions to relax and center yourself. We could all use a little centering. Mm-hmm. For more information, visit pmcfe.com or call 433-6325. The Paradise Meditation Center, where calmness fills your day. And we're sponsored by the North Valley Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, hosting the 11th annual tequila tasting. This year's event will be on Friday, May 6th, in the Arc Pavilion at 2040 Park Avenue from 7 to 9 p.m. They will be honoring our children, our future. More information and tickets are available by calling 966-4116. Sponsorship for this wonderful fun evening is also available. Well, that is awesome.
If you're a regular listener, you probably noticed that we replaced our theme song by Rise Against with 1999 by Prince. Many of us grew up listening to Prince's music, marveling at his talent, and fascinated with how he was a shapeshifter over the years. What many don't know, however, was that he was an ethical vegan and an activist for the animals. I'd like to take a moment to read to you some liner notes from his album, Raven to the Joy Fantastic. To give you a visual, inside the CD is an image of Prince's torso, and he's kind of holding open this wool coat. It looks like a thick, shaggy shearling coat. So the text that was laid over that image reads as follows. If this jacket were real wool, it would have taken seven lambs whose lives would have begun like this. Within weeks of their birth, their ears would have been hole punched, their tails chopped off, and the males would have been castrated while fully conscious. Extremely high rates of mortality are considered normal. 20 to 40% of lambs die before the age of 8 weeks. 8 million mature sheep die every year from disease, exposure, or neglect. He went on to write, many people believe shearing helps animals who would otherwise be too hot. But in order to avoid losing any wool, i.e. money or profit, ranchers shear sheep before they would naturally shed their coats, resulting in millions of sheep deaths from exposure to the cold. Respect all of God's creatures. He ended with a quote from Gandhi. To my mind, the life of a lamb is no less precious than that of a human being. If you enjoyed Prince's music, if you ever sang along to 1999 in your car.
And who didn't?
Or like me, just this Sunday, I danced in my kitchen to his greatest hits all day while I made vegan mac and cheese. You might want to acknowledge the entire man, his ethics, as well as his artistry. So in honor of Prince, we are asking that you call in with a pledge to support programming like Non-Human Radio on KZFR. Please call 895-0131 right now to help our show make its goal of $200.
Well, we're $50 in, so we need a $150 to go. We have Karen and Mike standing by. Yay. Thank you, Karen and Mike. Please give a call so that we can meet our goal. This is unique radio for the North State, talking about veganism and animal rights. And there's no other station that's providing this kind of content and programming to the North State. So thank you, Toby. That was really moving. I didn't know that about Prince. And what, that album came out in 1989?
I think so.
Wow, I was just a baby vegan back then. So
I'm ashamed to say I didn't know the word yet.
Well, a lot more people know the word now, for sure.
Yes.
And that's what we're hoping more people take consideration for the non-human animals that intersect with our society and all its productive and non-productive ways. Certainly, we make money off of animals. Some farmers make money off of animals. And then others just impact animals without necessarily even profiting. I'm thinking of environmental degradation. I'm thinking of the bycatch that goes with the fishing industry, where the target fish may be captured by nets or lines or dredging, but so many other fish, marine mammals, invertebrates like corals are just incidentally destroyed as these processes to get fish on our table go on. So, yeah. All right. Listener mail. We had some listener mail in response to our piece a couple of shows ago about the adoption of cage-free eggs at fast food and supermarket chains. We talked about how that was sort of a trend. And we got an email in from James who said, quote, "I really appreciated the information from the show on cage-free eggs, but I'm confused. Does that mean that vegans give their blessing to these eggs?" Well, Toby and I are going to talk about this a little bit. But
yeah, in a word, no, it does not mean your vegan friends are giving you a pass and condone eating cage-free eggs. And I know it's confusing. These stories come out more and more, which is great, about major retailers going cage-free. And you'll see, like, especially my feed on Facebook lights up with these cheerful posts. And those things should be celebrated. I mean, they're steps in the right direction, but it's absolutely not our end goal by any means. The terms cage-free and free-range are kind of just warm and fuzzy labels to make people feel better about buying eggs. It may be less confinement, but the atrocities still happen.
Sure, let's talk about what happens. So what happens is producers that have traditionally used battery cage systems where they confine 6 to 8 hens in a small cage, they now get rid of the cages and they put the hens in barns or bigger cages. But the same elements that make battery cages harmful still exist in these other processes. Mainly, I'll start with one, male chicks are not useful in any egg industry. It's a female-dominated industry, so the males are useless. And so the male chicks are disposed of. And how are they disposed of? One way is with, sorry to say, it's harsh, but they are ground up. They're actually industrial devices invented to make this process happen efficiently and quickly. But nevertheless, at 1 to 3 days of age, a chick that's barely alive will be macerated.
I can't tell you how many times I've seen those images on Facebook people will share of that conveyor belt and people sexing the chicks to see which ones are female and stay or which ones are male and get dropped into that awful machine. And I always think, you know, I think of that I Love Lucy episode where with the chocolates, and that would be me. I would be putting all those little male chicks, like,
yeah,
you know, just in my pockets just to get them out of there.
So that's not the end of the process. The next process that the females that are identified are then debeaked, because in any kind of unnatural housing situation, the hens are not going to form normal, healthy social relationships. So they will injure each other. And so the hens are, the chicks, the female chicks are debeaked, which means that they take their heads, put them in a machine, and then a laser or a hot blade will cut off their beaks. These are the facts of egg production in the 21st century.
And if you don't know, a bird's beak is how it experiences the world. It's kind of like our fingertips. It's full of nerve endings, and that's just a horrifically painful thing to do to a bird.
And then, of course, they are confined. They will never see sun or fresh air. And they end up at the end of their lives, at about no more than 2 years?
No more.
They end up spent hens. And unless they are lucky enough to be part of a rescue, such as Animal Place does, where they adopt flocks of spent hens from an egg producer and rehab them and bring them back to health and adopt them out, those hens will be killed. So, and not for food either, not for human food, because these hens are not bred to have the musculature that makes them saleable like a broiler hen for meat. So, anyway, I hope that answers James's questions. There is no pass for choosing a cage-free egg. If you want to avoid participating in a system based on suffering, you have to avoid eggs, not just eggs from battery-caged hens. And if you're still listening, please call 895-0131. We are still working on our $200 goal for this half-hour show. Please show your support for Non-Human Radio and its unique programming.
Non-Human Radio is made possible through the generous contributions of KZFR listeners like you. This has been Non-Human Radio, a production of KZFR 90.1 FM Chico. The views and opinions expressed on this broadcast are entirely those of the host and do not reflect the opinions of KZFR, its board, or its staff. Our theme music today is 1999 by Prince. If you missed a portion of this show or want to listen again, or just have your friends and family listen, visit us online at nonhumanradio.com. Thanks, as always, to Sue Hildebrand for engineering for us. We could not do it without you. Stay tuned for Sue's show, The Real Issue, coming up next. Thanks so much for filling in.
Oh, no. That's my line. Yeah. Thank you so much,
Toby. We switched it up a little bit.
Thanks for filling in. It's been very enjoyable. And we should be expecting some calls to come in and support the show.
There's one line open.
Yay, people are calling in. We have one line open. Please call and talk to Karen or Mike and talk about the swag that's available for you.
And that number is 895-0131. Give us a call right now. We're looking for just under $100 to reach our $200 goal. Give us a call now, 895-0131.
Great. Until next week, be different, be better, be kind,
and go vegan.
So how do you like that, Prince? We only need $100 more to make our goal, our $200 goal for this half-hour show. I want to thank all our listeners who called in, Christine and whoever else you are. Karen and Mike are standing by to take your call. There are clean canteens available for a $25 pledge. There are concert tickets for music festivals in the North State that are available. There are compilation CDs. There is a gift certificate for Pullen's Cyclery. Go for it. Give us a call at 895-0131 and give us a pledge to show your support. And here's some more prints. I was dreaming when I
It's just a party, and parties were meant to last. Worries all around us, my mind is prepared to fight.
If you're dancing to Prince, you should be calling also. 895-0131. Make your pledge now to support Non-Human Radio.
00 party over.
That number is 895-0131. Thanks for calling. Thanks for supporting Non-Human Radio. And thanks always to Sue Hildebrand for being such an amazing mentor and force on KZFR Community Supported Radio.
Within these mountains,